Good evening, everyone. I'm going to share something tonight that the Lord, after hearing Pastor Mark on Sunday during the live stream message and Pastor Christine during the live stream message, the Lord told me to take a pen and start writing some stuff down. And I really appreciate the intro that Pastor Mark just shared out of Psalm 27. Because what he shared is very important. But before we start, I want to open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are in a time that no one has ever experienced before. But none of this catches you off guard, Father. You're still the King of Kings. You're still the Lord of Lords. You're still on the throne, and you still have a hedge of protection around your people. And Lord, we thank you for your presence in the lives of every brother and sister in the Lord, every Christian, every non-Christian, Father. We thank you for your divine protection over our families, over our friends, and over everyone that we've come in contact in our lifetime. And Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that brings to remembrance people that you're having us reach out to right now during these times. And they're open to receive ministry because they're looking for answers. And you, Lord, are the only one that has the true answers, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as Pastor Mark shared, I listened to the messages on Sunday, and the things that Pastor Mark shared and some of the things that Christine shared really began to, I wouldn't say it pricked my heart, but he said, take a pen and I want you to start writing some stuff down. And I did. And the first thing he had me write down is that President Trump has been calling the coronavirus the invisible enemy. He is correct, but I'm not sure he really knows the spiritual reason that's behind this spiritual enemy. So the Lord said, go to this passage of Scripture, and Pastor Mark has been touching on this Scripture. He's been touching on the Scripture before, but I want you to go to 2 Timothy, and I want you to go to chapter 1. This is not a Scripture that we're not familiar with. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. If God is not the author of fear, then who is? Because right now, throughout the world, whether you live in the United States or you live in southern or some other country, the spirit of fear is running rampant. Wherever you turn and wherever you look, people are in fear of what's going on. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So, the Lord said, this coronavirus is a serious epidemic. As Christians, we are at war against the powers and principalities of this world. And then this is where it began to turn, and I'm like, Lord, I'm not sure what you're trying to show me. I want you to go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, we know that this chapter is from verses 1 down to verse 11 is the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. And there were three different temptations that the enemy brought to Jesus. And the Lord said, I want you to look at the last temptation. The last thing that Satan tempted Jesus with, and I'm going to read it here. It says in verse 8. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. See, Satan wants to be worshipped. He desires to be worshipped. But Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. So we know that Satan's desire is to be worshipped. And we know what Jesus' reply was here. He said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And on Sunday morning, Pastor Christine, she said, fear is a lie. And it is. And we know who the father of all lies is, because if you turn to John 8:44, it says in John 8:44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Well, the world media, they have a job to do. Some of them do it with the right motive, some of them do it with the wrong motive. But there has been a spirit of fear that has been spread throughout the whole world. And it's affecting everyone, Christians and non-Christians. The silent, unseen spiritual enemy of fear is a way for Satan to be worshipped by the world. Because when we're not operating in faith and we're operating in fear, guess who's being exalted? Guess who's being lifted up? And it was interesting because at that point in my notes and what I had written down, I went on to something else, but since the time that I have done this, the Lord said, I want you to go back and I want you to re-listen to a message by Tim Delaney at Times Square Church on March 15th. The title of his message was How to Worship When I'm Afraid. See, when we're operating in a spirit of fear and we're allowing fear to rule and reign in our lives, in our family lives, and in the people we work with, it cripples us. And the title of his message was How to Worship When I'm Afraid. That was the title of his message. And he also said, you know, that at one point he was told that the word fear not is mentioned over 350 times in the Bible. He says, well, that's not really correct. He said, it's less than 100 times it's mentioned in the Bible. But he made a very important point. He says, if the word fear not is only in the Bible once, that is enough, and if God said it said it once, that would be all we should need to know that God is in control. And he said, you know, this virus, it's a pandemic virus. People all over the world are afraid. They're operating in fear. And then he made the statement, he goes, Fear causes us to focus on the wrong thing. Causes us to focus on the wrong thing. And he used an example, and I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 8. He used an example there. Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 23. And when he was, speaking of Jesus, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. In verse 26, he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The word fearful there means timid, by implication, faithless. And he said, why are you of little faith? Faith is his lacking confidence in Christ. So, Tim Delaney had some very interesting things to say about that passage of Scripture. He said, what was going on in these passages of Scripture, there was a faith issue. He says, when there was the big waves, there was little faith. And you have faith problems. He said, faith reveals to you and me that we're focusing. No, he said, faith reveals to me I am focusing on the wrong thing. In other words, when our faith is low, we're not focusing on the wrong thing. And we have to be careful, because the times in which we're living right now, you cannot turn on a radio, you cannot turn on a TV, we are bombarded with the coronavirus. And that's good, because it keeps us informed, but at the same time, we can get our eyes off of Jesus, we can get our eyes off our Heavenly Father, and focus on the, as he says here, the big waves. And this is what he kind of ended with, and then I'm going to pick up where the Lord had me take off. He says, if we have a fear issue, then we have a faith issue. If we have a faith issue, we have a God issue. And I'm like, wait a second. So I backed it up and I played it again, and I'm going to read it again. He says, if we have a fear issue, then we have a faith issue. If we have a faith issue, we have a God issue. And that's what he was trying to explain in this passage of Scripture when he was talking about the disciples here, because they had got their eyes on the storm, they had got their eyes on the big waves, and he said, O ye of little faith. Well, in Proverbs chapter 4, I'm going to read these scriptures, and then I'm going to read what the Lord had me write down. Proverbs 4, starting at verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thy ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And as I began to meditate on that, I said, my son, he could be talking to you, his daughter, attend to my words, incline thy ears unto my saying. As Christians right now, we need to be inclining our ears to what the Spirit of the living God is saying to us. We cannot have our ears so tuned in, and if the media and the news, is causing your faith to dwindle and dry up because you're listening to this stuff 24/7, you need to incline your ears and get that, turn that thing off so you can hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying. Because the Spirit of the living God is not operating in fear. It's operating in faith. And then it says, let them not depart from the eyes, because if we're inclining thy ears unto what God says, it's going to cause our eyes to be focused on what God wants us to see with what's going on. There's a lot going on in the spiritual realm right now. And there's a lot that God wants to use us as Christians to do, but if we're so focused on all the fears that are associated with the coronavirus, we're going to miss it. God doesn't want us to miss it. That's why it says, we are to keep our heart with all diligence. In other words, that word diligence means we have to guard it like a prison guard. We have to guard it. We have to guard our hearts from this spirit of fear. And we need to take spiritual authority over it and tell Satan and his spirit of fear to depart and leave in the name of Jesus. Spirit of fear has no place in our lives as Christians. None whatsoever. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 20, Pastor Mark referenced this on Sunday morning. And he said that he was going to look at it, and I said, okay, I want to go and look at that chapter, Lord. I want to, there's 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And the Lord had me start in verse 15. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle's not yours but God. There's a great multitude of people that are being affected right now, you and I included. But the Lord says, be not afraid nor dismayed. He says, the battle's not yours but God's. We have to know that God is fighting this battle that's going on in the world right now for us. We have to look to him. And he said in verse 17, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. That's it. That's basically what's happening right now. A lot of us are told to stand still, not go anywhere. Stay where we're supposed to be. And then it also says here again in 17, O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not nor be dismayed. Fear not nor be dismayed. The enemy would love nothing more than for you and I to live in a state of fear. See, we're encouraged by God's word to not be afraid or dismayed. That word dismayed there means to be shattered, to be broken, to be afraid. I don't know about you, but when I talk to different people, they're shattered. They're broken. They're like, what am I going to do? There are ministry times that are available to you and I because of what's going on. And I believe that the Lord has things going on in our government with our healthcare business and everything else that needed to be taken care of, that haven't been taken care of, and he's behind fixing a lot of things that we don't even know about or don't even know that's going on. But see, God is always working behind the scenes. He's always working behind the scenes. And see, the Lord wants us during this difficult time, and this was another thing that Tim Delaney said, our president has already called for a day of prayer during this time. The last president to call for a day of prayer was Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln made a comment. I wrote it down and I forgot to put it in my notes. But it went something like this, is that when the circumstances and the situations get so bad, it drives me to my knees because there is no other place to be or go to where I can get help. And you know what? That's where some of us are at right now. And you know, being on our knees is not a bad place. Praying unto God is not a bad place. See, the Lord wants us during this difficult time to pray, trust God, and trust the truth of His Word. This Word is true. And we know this passage too, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, we need to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We have to keep our eyes focused. And that's one of the things the Lord was ministering to me. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus. We have to keep our eyes on our Heavenly Father. Just like when Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith, where were their eyes looking? Their eyes were looking at the storm. Their eyes were looking at the waves. The waves, by looking at the situation and circumstances, they were getting overwhelmed. And that's happening to a lot of people in the body of Christ. But see, we know from God's Word in Isaiah 26:3, Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. See, if we keep, he's going to give us perfect peace. Jesus is the peace that we all need and we're all looking for. But if we will keep our mind stayed on him and trust in him, he will keep you and I in perfect peace, no matter what's going on around us. No matter how long we've had to shut down or not had to shut down. And then David the psalmist said in Psalm 57:7, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. That's what Tim Delaney was saying. And that's what Pastor Mark kind of finished with today as he finished doing the latest updates on what's going on. He was talking about the importance of praise. Praise and worship cancels and dispels fear. Praise and worship brings in the presence of the living God in your life and my life. Who do you think doesn't want us to praise and worship God? We have an enemy. The enemy does not want you and I to be in a place where we praise and worship. He wants us to be in a state of fear. He wants a spirit of fear to dominate our lives. I refuse to have a spirit of fear operate in my life. I refuse it. Psalm 112:7, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting the Lord. And I wrote down, the Lord wants to get our eyes stayed on Him. When we look at everything going on in the world, we can lose our focus. We can be like when Jesus was talking to His disciples in Matthew. We can start focusing too much on the storm, too much on what's going on. Too much on, I don't have this supply, I don't have that supply. No, get our eyes focused on the Lord. And why do I say that? Because here's what the Lord reminded me of. He goes, if your faith is waning and you're feeling like you're getting down, He goes, go reread when God delivered His people at the shores of the Red Sea. You talk about being in a bad situation. They were in a bad situation. Their backs were up against the wall. They had an enemy coming at them. And what did God do? He parted the Red Sea and they walked across, and He caused the waters to come back on them. God is always faithful. He did the same thing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The fire was turned up so hot that the people that were attending the fire to get it ready to put Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego in the fire, they were killed because the fire singed them and burned them. But it didn't even touch Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's the type of God we have. You know, Daniel, put in a lion's den. He was protected. The lions had no desire for him. So we have to keep our eyes on God. We have to keep our eyes on what God's Word says. I said, and it said, we must refuse the spirit of fear and allow our faith in Jesus to increase. It's time for us as God's people to look unto Jesus and take spiritual authority as God's children. And then in Psalm 68:1, I want to read this. Psalm 68:1 says, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. God is wanting to arise in this situation. He's wanting to cause our enemies. The biggest enemy right now is that silent enemy that our president talks about, the spirit of fear. God wants that spirit of fear to leave in the name of Jesus. And we have to rise up. We have to let God arise. We have to let God be the big God. He's a big God. He never fails us. And then I'm going to read something here because I got this today from my son. He sent me this afternoon. And I'm like, Lord, I know what you've had me write down, and I know you're wanting to encourage your people to trust me, to look to me, to not be moved by what's going on. Yeah, it's difficult times, but God is a God that knows how to deal with difficult times. And this was from a person by the name of Jessica Caceres. She said, I saw a headline about the coronavirus. For some reason, the headline jumped out at me. I knew the Lord was speaking to me, so I was still for a moment and just looked at the headline. COVID-19, death rates increase. She said, I grabbed my Bible next to me and saw it was bookmarked to 2 Corinthians. I looked at the headline again, and this is how it jumped out at me. CO space VID space 19. She said, I looked at the headline again, and this is how it jumped out at me. CO space VID space 19 space. I thought, well, maybe the CO is talking about the book of Corinthians. She said she opened her Bible to 2 Corinthians. And it had 1:9, so she says, I'll look at 2 Corinthians 1:9. And she looked at it, and she said, what I saw, I couldn't believe. This is what 2 Corinthians 1:9 says. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death in ourselves. Let me read it again. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. The scripture actually says, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead. And she says she got quiet. And she said, the Lord started asking her questions. During this coronavirus pandemic, how many of you have been relying on yourselves? How many of you have been relying on your ability to stock up on food or paper towels or toilet paper or your ability to provide for your family? How many of you have started to leave God out of the equation a bit more out of fear and worry? God is wanting to show us not to rely on ourselves, but to rely on Him, His power, His provision, His promises. And then she said, I looked at the word V-I-D. She said, I decided to look up the meaning of it. Guess what it means? To see. So God is asking us to see Him and look unto Him because He's the author. He's the finisher. He's the only one can meet every one of our needs. He hasn't forsaken us. His promises are still yea and amen. As scary as the world may appear to look right now, I encourage everyone to release your fears unto Him. Give your fears unto the Lord. And she thought she was done. And the word corona has a definition of a crown. But it also has another meaning that says what surrounds you. If you look at what surrounds us today, it may look like it is not pretty. Lack of supplies, long lines, scared people, closed buildings, etc., etc. But let's not lose focus that in the midst of this, God is right here. And He will never leave us. He surrounds us like a shield. He surrounds us with His glory. And the spirit of fear has no grip on you or I as long as we trust in God and look unto God, the author and finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name, amen.